This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Houston Hodges is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He seriously considered taking the Ice Bucket Challenge, supporting ALS research.
I heard about this great idea. You raise a lot of pledges from your friends and friendly foes who will pay to see someone pour a bucket of ice water over your head. It is simple and stupid and lots of fun. Why not, I asked. So I raised the question with my boss, who is also my pastor and friend at the gallant little church where I work some. It seemed like a long wait until I heard from her, though it wasn't. She would agree with the idea if I got the approval of my doctor and a call from his nurse to confirm it. She knows me all too well. Nonetheless, it gave me reason to think. Here I would be, 84 years old, with a colorful medical history, standing there drenched in ice water. What might happen? Well, a lot of things, in fact, mostly unwelcome. A little more thought showed me the truth. My bold and dramatic decision, that heroic gesture, was nothing more than an effort to compensate for my 84-ness and for not being able to be as active and busy and helpful as once I had been. What I needed was not a drenching with ice. It was more appreciation of the grace of the Almighty, who can approve of me even when I'm aging. I scrubbed the idea.
Reverend Houston Hodges, a mostly retired Presbyterian minister, does a little work at the Big Cove Presbyterian Church in Hampton Cove, though not as much as he did in the past. Did I mention that he's 84? You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner weekdays at 9:30 during Morning Blend, and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, and find us at WLRH.org.